think Donegal really has been hit that much yet, but it will be. They are saying that that significant tracts of marginal commonage land are ineligible for payment. Now, that doesn't just hit Pillar 1 payments, that hits Pillar 2 payments as well, because they're using this definition of what they call utilisable agricultural area. But if you look at the legislation, it says that, you know, when you're defining permanent grassland, that you can apply established local practices. That allows the member state, Ireland in this case, the flexibility then to define those areas as eligible for payment. Now, I'm not making excuses for people who don't carry out an agricultural activity. There is absolutely no doubt that more and more farmers who do carry out agricultural activity, particularly on marginal and commonage land, more of their land will be designated as non-utilisable agricultural area.
Is this a tactic to save money, or is this just bureaucracy at its most awful?
Well, it could be both. There's no doubt about that. But the other thing we don't have, Donald, is we don't have any objectivity. We don't have any published standards or working protocols, so that an inspector on one commonage could have a different interpretation to an inspector somewhere else. And how are farmers supposed to appeal if there's no defined standards there day one? I mean, this is a real problem. And there should be standards by which inspectors can make decisions and, if appropriate, farmers can appeal. So whether it's designed to save on payments, especially gloss payments, which, as you and I know, and many of your listeners will know, will be absolutely crucial to hill farmers in Donegal and elsewhere to maintain their viability, to keep them, you know, surviving, as it were. And when you've got this uncertainty with no published standards, when you have inflexibility in the way they interpret the rules, when, and this is important because this is the first time ever from Brussels that that flexibility has been put in there, and we're not using it. We're not using it in a way that, you know, ensures farmers can farm sustainably on marginal land, and at the same time, that the environmental objectives of the EU, that we can attain those. And just a final point, which I think shows the solidity of the argument, as it were. There was a letter drafted by the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers Association, which has gone to the minister, outlining this issue in great detail. That letter was signed by 17 different groups, from Birdwatch Ireland to gun clubs to people who have an interest in maintaining, you know, good habitats, cover for birds, and at the same time ensuring that farmers who carry out some agricultural activity get their payments. So it's not Marion Harkin saying it, it's not just the Irish Natura and Hill Farmers, it's a whole group of organisations who recognise that we're going about this the wrong way.
We know that very often the future of European payments and European attitudes to agriculture and other sectors is based on one particular year. If this is the first year these potential changes are in place, is this effectively year zero? And will the policies implemented and the decisions taken this year affect future years?
Well, I'll put it this way, Donald. If land is deemed ineligible, that means it doesn't get a payment. You know, even if, I'm not saying farmers won't do something with it or whatever for again, but once land is deemed ineligible, it's very difficult to get it back. It's not impossible, not saying it is, but it makes things so much more difficult. And yes, some land should be deemed ineligible. And yes, some hill farmers and farmers on marginal land need to do more than they're doing. I'm not saying any of that isn't reasonable. But, you know, if you were talking to a hill farmer there now, let's say in Donegal, particularly one who was destocked, you know, less than 20 years ago, and we had compulsory destocking on the hills, one size fits all, what was right in one place wasn't right in another, and that led, for some farmers at least, to a significant drop in their stock numbers. And as you said, you know, year zero, when they were calculating the basis for the single farm payment, which still holds largely when they were calculating that, a lot of those farmers got hit. They got hit by compulsory destocking. They had no choice, and they, forevermore, they lost out on their single farm payment, and they still have lost out on that. And now we're coming again where a lot of those commonages, you know, many of them sort of have got to a stage where they're at least beginning to make a bit of profit again, and you know, people can hope that their stock numbers will be reasonable. And now we have a new policy using a sledgehammer to crack a nut when ways of doing it. I just don't understand why the department, you know, aren't more proactive with farmers and say, look, you know, you want to farm your land in marginal land. You want to make a living. We want to work with you. We'll use the flexibility that's in the legislation. We'll work with you.